Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So what do you mostly use Facebook for, Sam?
Okay, I use Facebook for funny pictures, funny videos, and recently for news.
Okay.
And what about you, Pat? What do you use it for?
Well, a lot of it is to see what my friends and family in the UK are doing. I guess it's also pretty good for sharing some jokes,
finding
out about events, maybe organizing a few things, just kind of getting a group of people together. If you don't have everyone's line, you're usually on Facebook.
Yes, that's
so,
true.
So, yeah, you can do that.
And do you ever get FOMO?
I think that's private between me and my doctor.
Okay, are we talking about the same thing?
Not sure. What are you talking about?
Okay, FOMO, the fear of missing out.
Oh.
Okay, it's a problem that can happen with social media. What did you think I meant?
Nothing. Let's find out more about FOMO by reading through today's article.
Reading.
Don't let FOMO get you down. It's Saturday night and you're home alone. With nothing to do, you decide to use Facebook. You see pictures of your friends dancing at a party and wonder, invite you. Without warning, you start to feel nervous and, has this ever happened to you? If so, you were experiencing FOMO. FOMO is short for fear of missing out. FOMO surely existed in the past. It has increased in the age of smartphones and social media. In a recent study, nearly 75% of young people said they have experienced FOMO. Scientists have also discovered a between high social media use and unhappiness. Thankfully, there is a cure for FOMO. To it, try moving to JOMO, the joy of missing out. First, accept that everyone feels FOMO once in a while. Then, try to focus on the simple joys in life. Sometimes it's best to enjoy your own space and personal time. If you can simply change your attitude, your FOMO will be a thing of the past.
Okay, so our article begins with a situation that you or somebody like you could be in. It says, it's Saturday night and you're home alone. Home alone, as you should all know from those old movies, means you're at home on your own.
Okay, next the article says, with nothing to do, you decide to use Facebook.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I mean, if it was Saturday night, I would be watching sport.
Okay.
Because that would be Saturday daytime in the UK. But maybe I'd be looking at Facebook too. Anyway, the article goes on to say, you see pictures of your friends dancing at a party and wonder why didn't they, or you wonder why they didn't invite you.
Oh, that's not nice. You should be at the party having fun too, right?
Right.
Okay, the article says that without warning, you start to feel nervous and empty.
Oh, so sad. Well, we've got a couple of words to look at here. The first is warning, W-A-R-N-I-N-G, warning, and it's a noun. A warning is something that happens before something bad, to let you know that something is coming. So when we say without warning, we mean that something is very sudden and happens to you before you are ready for it.
OK, warn 呢当作动词呢就表示警告的意思。例如呢遇到了奇怪的人哦 ,I'm warning you, I will call the police, 我警告你哦我要报警了。那呢我们这边是用这个动名词 ,warning 呢它呢就可以当作名词来使用表示预警的意思。例如呢我们课文说的这个 without warning, 没有任何预兆哦。The tsunami came without warning, 没有任何预兆海啸就来了。或者是呢台湾最多台风哦你也可以看到他说的这个 typhoon warning, 台风警报。So without warning, you start to feel nervous.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, if you are nervous, N-E-R-V-O-U-S, nervous, you feel anxious, you're worried that something bad is going to happen or something bad is happening right now. If you're nervous, you're easily alarmed or worried. You just, something happening, I don't know, what's going on?
Okay, nervous 呢就是紧张的慌张的意思。例如呢，你要上台表演之前非常紧张。I got so nervous before I go on to the stage.
Yeah.
Okay, 你可能也看过另外一个字，刚才讲的 anxious, 焦虑的，也是另外一个意思，就是会让人咬指甲，非常焦虑。那回到课文呢 ，Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, that's the question. Has this ever happened to you? Have you experienced this feeling? It then says, if so, you were experiencing.FOMO, F-O-M-O, big capital letters.
Okay, we told you what these letters mean, but the article says it again. FOMO is short for fear of missing out.
Yep, if something is short for something else, it's just a short way of saying that thing. Like TV instead of television, or MRT instead of mass rapid transit. Meanwhile, missing out means that there's something cool happening,But you're not experiencing it, though others are enjoying it. It kind of makes you feel that you're on the outside of something looking in, instead of being a part of it.
Okay, 所以 short 就是短的意思哦。那我们说呢 ，is short for 就表示呢是缩写的意思。例如呢，这边呢，我们说 FOMO 或者是呢 MRT 大众运输系统或者是 TV television 这样呢就是缩写 ，is short for。那呢 missing out 呢就表示错过很多很酷的事情。因为 miss 呢除了想念呢或者是小姐之外呢，它也有错过的意思。如果呢你有在玩电动，看到 miss 呢就表示对方闪避成功哦，你没有打到它。所以呢错过什么东西我们就说 missing out。注意到我们后面加上一个 on。例如呢 ，I feel like I'm missing out on my life。我太忙碌工作以致我错过我。人生了，所以呢，就是 missing out on something， 错过了什么东西。
Next, the article explains, although FOMO surely existed in the past, it has increased in the age of smartphones and social media.
Okay, here is some research to back that up. The article says, in a recent study, nearly 75% of young people said they have experienced FOMO. That's a high number.
Yes, 75%. That means out of every 4 people watching this, 3 of you have experienced this fear of missing out. Okay, very high. The article also says, scientists have also discovered a link...between high school or high social media use, so people who use Facebook and so on a lot, there's a link between high social media use and unhappiness. Okay, a link is like a connection. So what this means is the more you use social media and Twitter, the less likely you might be to feel happy.Because you see all of these cool things that other people are doing, like, oh, he's at a party, she's on vacation, he's buying stuff, and you kind of feel worse about your own life. What about me? Why am I not doing those things?
Okay, it's not all bad news, though. The article says, thankfully, there is a cure for FOMO.
Okay, the word thankfully, spelled T-H-A-N-K-F-U-L-L-Y, thankfully, is an adverb, and it's used to show thatThere is good news, or something we can be grateful or thankful for. For example, I forgot to finish my homework, but thankfully the teacher said that I could give it to her the following day.
OK, 你一定呢会说 thank you 或是呢 thanks. Thank 呢就是谢谢的意思。那呢我们看到它的形容词 thankful 呢就翻译为感激的感谢的。例如呢我说呢 I'm thankful for his support. 对于呢他的支持我非常的感谢哦。那呢我们这边是用到副词 thankfully, 它呢也可以表示为感谢的副词。但更多时候呢我们是像我们课文这边一样我们用的是幸好的意思。例如呢刚刚 Pat 举例说呢他没有写功课幸好呢老师说可以明天交功课。所以呢幸好就是 thankfully 的意思。Okay, can you also explain the word cure for us?
Sure. Here, cure, C-U-R-E, cure, is a noun, although we can also use cure as a verb. As a noun, it means a way of fixing something, often a disease or a problem with your body or your mind. So medicines are a cure for many illnesses. Other cures might involve other kinds of help. Now, as a verb, we could use it, and in this example, we'd say medicine cures diseases. Here we've got a noun.
Okay, cure 呢，它呢可以当做名词，也可以当做动词来使用。那当做动词呢，表示治愈。例如呢，刚刚 Pat 举例说呢，这个药物治疗治愈的这个疾病。那你一样使用动词呢，你可以说这个，比方说我们外语就是 trick or treat 的那个 treat， 或者是呢 heal 这个字呢，也都有治疗诊疗的意思。那课文这边呢，注意到我们 cure 呢是使用名词哦，中文呢也翻译为治疗或者是疗法哦。例如呢，我们说 a cure for cancer， 癌症的解药，癌症的疗法，针对什么东西治疗，你就可以用。Cure. Okay, now so what is the cure for FOMO?
Well, the article says to get rid of it, try moving to JOMO.
JOMO.
The joy of missing out. Now, to get rid of something means to stop having a thing or to stop a thing from bothering you.
Okay, get rid of, 我们中文呢就翻译为摆脱什么东西。例如说呢，我说 I can't get rid of my bad habits,、我无法摆脱我的坏习惯了。Okay, 那回到课文呢，我们就说要这个 JOMO 嘛。The article explains how this JOMO works. It says first, accept that everyone feels FOMO once in a while.
Okay, so that's step one. Go, okay, I've got a bit of FOMO and I accept it. That's all right. What's next? Well, the article says, then,Try to focus on the simple joys in life. Now, some people might wish they could just relax at home and watch a movie like you're doing, okay? They might feel too tired to go out, but they had to because it was a friend's birthday party or something.
Okay, 所以呢，当你觉得难过、觉得伤心的时候呢，你可以想一下，搞不好其他人很羡慕你，你现在可以在家里看电影哦。他搞不好很累，不想出门。Okay,、the article has more. Sometimes it's best to enjoy your own space and personal time.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with having some time to get done with your own personal things.
Yes.
You could be cleaning your house, which may be boring, but it's useful. Or you could be just doing something you enjoy. There's nothing wrong with reading a book or playing a video game or something like that. Okay, the next part of the article says, if you can simply, that means kind of easily, something small, if you can simply change your attitude, your FOMO will be a thing of the past.Okay, so it's not about doing something different and going, right, that's it. There's FOMO going on and I'm not happy, so I'm going to go out and do all of those things. That could help, but we're talking about dealing with FOMO is about a change of attitude. Okay, now your attitude, this word is spelled A-T-T-I-T-U-D-E, attitude. Okay, your attitude is the way that you think about something.And also how you react to that thing. So it's partly the way you think and partly the way you behave. In general, it can also mean your mental state, okay? For example, do you have a positive attitude toward things? Are you eager to try new things? Or do you prefer to stick to what you know?
Okay, attitude 这个字呢就表示态度的意思。例如呢刚刚 Pat 举例说呢 have a positive attitude towards life, 对于人生呢保持正面态度。保持着态度对什么东西保持态度你可以用 towards 接上这个东西。那呢或是你看电影在吵架尤其是妈妈最爱跟小朋友说呢 don't give me your attitude, 别给我摆架子烧在那边给我耍大牌哦。那或者是你很常看到的一句句子大家一定会讲 your attitude determines your altitude.、Okay, altitude 呢就是高度例如海拔高度的意思那所以这句话呢就是说你的态度你对事情的反应呢决定了你的高度 So if you change your attitude FOMO will be a thing of the past
That's right Now if something is a thing of the past It doesn't exist in the modern world For example silent movies Where you can't hear anybody talking They are a thing of the past
Okay, the past 呢就是指古代过去时间上的过去所以呢 a thing of the past 就是指属于过去的东西中文呢就翻译为往事例如刚刚 Pat 举例的 silent movie 默剧呢现在已经很难看到的 Okay, that's the end of the article so it's time for our For You Chat question
For You Chat
So today's question is, have you, like 75% of people,
Yes.
experienced FOMO And what did you do to feel better, Sam?
Okay, first, I've experienced FOMO
for
many times.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I do to feel better? I simply just unfollow those people.
Oh, it's like, I don't like looking at all your
yeah,
party
I don't
pictures.
Want to
get
see your
get
post
them out
ever.
Of here.
Yeah,
all right,
that's why I don't have much, like, I don't have many friends.
You only have, like, three Facebook friends.
Yes, yes. Okay. And what about that?
Well, to be honest, age helps
age?
Me deal with it. Yeah, I mean, I'm older, so I look at people partying and I go, well, okay, maybe you're having fun, but I'm tired. I'm old and I don't want to go out and have that kind of fun these days. Maybe I get FOMO about people on vacation.
Yes.
Okay, they're having trips and it sounds great. But you have to remember your own circumstances here, okay? For example, you go, well, I've had my big vacation.
Okay.
I have one coming up, so I can't go on another trip. Or maybe, you know, I can't take a vacation because I'm saving for something else.
Okay.
So you've got to think, well, yes, you're having fun, but you're missing out on maybe something that I've got. Now, also, one of the things about Facebook and Instagram, these are not real life, okay? They are what we think of as, like, sports highlights.
Sports highlights.
When you watch a sports highlights, you watch all the best bits, right?
Yes.
All the action. Facebook is like that. People don't put their boring, everyday stuff. They only put their cool, exciting stuff,
yeah.
Okay? So, therefore, if you look at everyone's Facebook, you'll think, wow, this person has a great, exciting life, but they're not putting in everything, so that's why you feel like they have a more exciting life than you do. They may think the same about you. Okay, that's all the time we have for today, and our lesson is don't worry about FOMO. It's okay to wish you were doing something fun, but people live different lives. You could use FOMO as a motivator, or treat it as something that shouldn't bother you at all. Now, we'll talk to you again next time. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Don't let FOMO get you down. It's Saturday night, and you're home alone. With nothing to do, you decide to use Facebook. You see pictures of your friends dancing at a party and wonder why they didn't invite you. Without warning, you start to feel nervous and empty. Has this ever happened to you? If so, you were experiencing FOMO. FOMO is short for fear of missing out. Although FOMO surely existed in the past, it has increased in the age of smartphones and social media. In a recent study, nearly 75% of young people said they have experienced FOMO. Scientists have also discovered a link between high social media use and unhappiness. Thankfully, there is a cure for FOMO. To get rid of it, try moving to JOMO, the joy of missing out. First, accept that everyone feels FOMO once in a while. Then, try to focus on the simple joys in life. Sometimes it's best to enjoy your own space and personal time. If you can simply change your attitude, your FOMO will be a thing of the past.
Vocabulary Review. Warning. The warning at the beach said that there was no lifeguard on duty. Nervous. Sarah was nervous to hear whether or not she got into the new space program. Thankfully. Harry arrived at the airport late, but thankfully, he got there just in time to board. Cure. Sadly, there is no cure for the rare disease. Attitude. Miguel always has such a good attitude, even when things don't go his way.